Hello and welcome.
Hello and welcome.
This is addicting. This is crack. Dude, this is so good. Man, this just is hardcore. Okay. This is so fucking good. Okay, I can't get over it. It's so good. Okay, I made this rap. And then, okay, so we made the pesto specifically so we can make ravioli. We still need to do that. And it's sitting in the fridge, and I'm like, I need to make something delicious right now with it that's not ravioli. So I made a wrap, and then I was like, oh my god, I need to make a wrap every fucking day until most of it is gone, and then make some ravioli with the tiny bit left. So this is just kind of guessing, I guess. Because there's a sweet spot to this recipe because the herbs are really strong and you want it to have a very strong flavor, but you can definitely go overboard. So as you will see, I'm pretty much repeating these steps 3 times. So essentially it's 3 large handfuls of fresh basil and 3 large handfuls of parsley with 2 or 3 tablespoons of oil and 1/2 cup of pine nuts, and then 2 limes and 2 tablespoons of water and salt, and then garlic powder and probably onion powder. Or do we just use garlic powder? I can't remember. Anyway, yeah, that sounds right. You could definitely make this without all the oil and nuts. It would taste really good just the beans with, you know, water and herbs for the most part. But pine nuts obviously, you know, take it to the max. Even if you just use pine nuts and not the oil, but really making it creamy with the fat is where it's at. It's so good. This is exactly what I'd been craving, which is that other video I made, which was like the tabbouleh and hummus, because I was craving tabbouleh hummus wraps. This is essentially a tabbouleh and hummus wrap in one. It's like the hummus is the beans and the tabbouleh is the parsley. And then when you grill it up, it's like the perfect hot, cold, herb rich. Oh, it's so fucking good. Everybody should make this. Everybody should throw a party, invite all the homies, and share it with everyone. And it makes a bunch, so you'll have, you know, a bunch for days. Keep your eye out for the ravioli video we're gonna make with this exact ingredient. Man, grilling. Holy shit, that's so good. All right, we'll go make this and peace the fuck out.